Aside from being the state's second-ranking executive officer, there's not much for the lieutenant governor to do in Wisconsin. Their only official duty is to fill in for the governor should that person leave office. Everything else is just extra. Representative Jean Hundertmark says that if voters elect her, she'd use the job to help Mark Green advance economic development,
which will help build the state of Wisconsin and actually give the administration a perspective from the private sector that it doesn't currently have.
Party leaders, including Green, have endorsed Hundertmark. She faces Nick Vogley in the Republican primary. Vogley says he'd take a different approach than Hundertmark to the lieutenant governor's office. He says he'd be critical of Green when they disagree and make those issues public if necessary.
If I prevail, and if there is a Republican victory in November, then I, as lieutenant governor, would be serving not at the pleasure of the governor, but at the pleasure of the citizens of the state. I look very much forward to working with a Governor Green, but certainly not for a Governor Green.
Vogley says he and Hundertmark agree on most issues, but there are areas where the candidates differ. Vogley says he would have voted against revenue limits that passed the Assembly this year. Hundertmark voted for them, saying government should not grow faster than taxpayers' ability to pay. Vogley says he's against the death penalty because he thinks it goes against what he calls pro-life principles. Hundertmark thinks it should be an option for deterring crime. And Vogley says he would support a plan to create a new state investigator with the power to launch criminal probes against lawmakers. Hundertmark voted to keep that measure bottled up in committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.